All right, here we go. Almost heading into the weekend here. It is Friday, and Freddie Kiger's here with trivia.
I am!
Yeah, I'm so proud of you for making it in today.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. The Diamond Hills hosting Virginia Tech for the second game in the three-game series, and we're going to go straight to the question.
All right.
You ready to cut to the chase?
Get to it, man.
Question, the category is fruit.
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 All right.
Fruit.
Don't beat around the bush. Go ahead and...
I shall.
Put it on.
I shall. If a cherry... is traditionally the chief fruit ingredient in Black Forest cake.
I gave my love a cherry.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
An avocado is traditionally the chief fruit in guacamole.
That's right.
Not to be confused with whack-a-mole. Then what's the traditional chief fruit in a Ricky?
In a Ricky?
R-I-C-K-E-Y.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a drink.
Okay. I still don't know what it is.
If a cherry is traditionally the chief fruit ingredient in Black Forest cake, avocado traditionally the chief fruit in guacamole, what's the traditional chief fruit in a...
Ricky.
Ricky.
Hmm.
Not Ricky Tiki Tavi, the mongoose is gone. Now that's one.
And not Ricky Ricardo either.
No, it's not Ricky
that
Ricardo.
That was Donovan, wasn't it?
That was Donovan.
Yeah.
Very good.
I remember that. Yeah.
What's in a Ricky? What's the fruit? Give us a call. 919-929-WCHL.
Yeah, get a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Where you can probably go and get some of these
particular ingredients.
Yes.
That's right.
Ron Stutz here reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years. Right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Well, you want to know what the chief fruit...
Traditional fruit in a Ricky.
Chief fruit in a Ricky, and first of all, I don't know. I'm just going to...
I'll give you the first letter. I'm showing you the first letter.
All right. L?
Yes.
Lemon.
You're close.
Okay. Lime.
Correct.
Okay.
Lime.
Put the lime in the coconut and shake it all up. Okay.
Nielsen.
A lime.
A Ricky is a highball drink made from gin or bourbon with half of a lime squeezed, dropped plop in a glass in carbonated water. Little or no sugar is added. Originally, Ron, created in the 1880s with bourbon at Shoemaker's Bar by bartender George A. Williamson in Washington, D.C., it purportedly was concocted with Democratic lobbyist Colonel Joe Ricky. And a decade later became worldwide sensation when mixed with gin.
Okay.
A gin Ricky.
I don't drink gin. Maybe that's why I didn't know the answer to that question.
Go out and tap a pine tree.
I had a very unpleasant experience with gin one time. And I can't even look at...
That could have been on Shady Lawn Drive.
No, it wasn't. Okay. It went back before that.
Okay.
And it... I can't even look at an unsealed bottle now without feeling sick.
Does that affect you when you play gin rummy?
So gin is not something that I even get close to.
Okay.
I don't even want to see a new bottle in the liquor store. Oh, man.
All right.
Unfortunate memories.
Everybody have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.